Go.
Do I need to start over?
No.
Okay. The restroom, I apologize, it's not done yet, but if that was the only thing I really had to do, it would be. I've got everything in-house to get it done. I'm hoping this week it'll be done. The trailers, we've got the trailer sitting out front. I put it on GovDeals twice. The first time we put it on, the highest bid we got was $3,900. I put a $4,500 as a minimum to take on it, $4,500. We didn't reach it. I extended it. It never got any higher than 39. Then it timed out, put it back on again, and the highest we got at that time was $2,900 again. Everybody seems to question the age of it being a 1983. So I don't know. I mean, it's in great condition, but they look at that 1983 and they're thinking, why you ask, why you?
You've been using it since 1983 as like a regular construction company would.
But we don't use it. That's the thing, you know.
Maybe if you add that.
Well, I said it, you know, I mean, in the description, I specifically stated that it's been well-maintained, been owned by the township, very seldom, if ever, really ever used, and we maintain it, and it's true. So.
Can we paint it, make it look a little better?
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful?
We've got a brand new bed on it.
Let me check and see what distribution is.
I know that we have a certain protocol that we have to go by, and a lot of times it's always been...
If we can do it the other way.
If it was something that we could sell outright, I could have already sold it.
We'll put a sign up out there on for sale, maybe put an ad in the dispatch for sale.
Because we've got the other.
It's what they used to do.
Yeah. And then we've got the other little trailer out there, the one that we had built. Now, granted, you're not going to get.
We cannot sell them outright anymore.
Well, that's what Don. We talked about it before. He's going to check into it.
We can if it's a sealed bid. We can. We can't just say someone walks up and says, I'll give you 42, and you put a price of 42, and they take 42. So, someone else would say, well, we would have gave 45. Well, now, since it's a government, you can't do that. But you can take sealed bids and say bids starting at this if you want.
Yeah, that's the way you've always been able to do with sealed bids.
That's always been my idea.
We always went with the highest bid.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Okay. Let me check on it and we'll get back with you.
I've already contacted the county about doing the repaving, giving them the approval to go ahead on Big Run. We're seeing whether or not they're going to get back to me. They're going to see whether or not they can possibly do that after the June 5th, which I'll get you the exact dates on when that road goes down. Big Run's supposed to go down June 5th for the bridge repair. We're going to see if they can actually do the repaving at that time. That way you're only taking the road down at one time.
The county said approximately 2 months. Is that what they said?
Yeah, 60 days.
60 days.
Yeah, 60 days. That's pretty much it. We got all of our paperwork compiled from when we did the house demos, which has all of our time and everything, just like the House Bill 50 that I would turn into you. I've got everything ready to turn into you to get reimbursed for our time and everything, so just let you know that. Gentlemen, other than that, that's all I've got.
The conversation with the ditch guy and the railroad guy.
Waiting to hear back from Felix or Powell.
Okay.
Yeah. Going to try to get up there maybe tomorrow and do a walk all the way down through there. Okay. He's got one drainage issue that he says is causing all of the problems.
Does he?
But I'm not familiar with that part because I'm going to be all the way up behind the casino, which really has nothing to do with us. That's out of our area there anyhow. But if that's impacting and impeding on ours.
Right.
So I got to find out what issues they did, the city did.
Exactly.
First.
She's got it.
Well, that's kind of what he was panicking about, Felix there.
He seems to think that the whole thing was impacted by the city of Columbus.
Right.
And like he even said, if they would have even came to us and asked to put that pipe under the railroad tracks, tunnel it through there or bore it through there,
exactly,
it would have solved all the problems.
Right.
But right now, if he takes and he cleans that ditch out, we're liable to flood everybody.
Yeah, that's what he indicated to me.
We're holding it up right now. We're holding it up right now by everything in that ditch. It's letting everything back up. Now we open up the ditch, now everything's going to, hopefully, by the grace of God, everything will flow through. But if it doesn't, then it backs back into our 24-inch system that dumps in.
Right.
We were always under the understanding that everything flowed from Broad Lawn to Broad Street, because just the opposite. Everything from Broad Lawn flows to the ditch in the back through a 24-inch storm. Yeah, we went up and dyed everything.
Well, that was a brand new territory for me over in there. And I still can't figure out how to get back in those crazy places. Can you go in from the, around the fire station there?
Well, there's that trail that runs all the way through there now.
You can get on the bike trail now and go all the way down through there.
Yeah.
Or just get up on the tracks and start hoofing.
Well, I won't do that.
I wouldn't either.
I've been walking for Byron this morning. That's enough. Yeah.
But no, that's where we're at with that, Ralph. Is I'm just waiting now to go up and see exactly what the city did and see what kind of an impact that has on us. But Felix said as soon as we can get something taken care of, we're okay with him cleaning the ditch out.
Right.
I just need to see what impact we're going to have because the majority of all that water now that comes from the semi-lot parking lot at the casino, all of that is what's now being brought down our way.
Right.
That's a lot when you figure square footage.
It is. And with all the debris, you don't just have to think about it, with all the debris that's in that ditch, it's slowing everything down, which is good right now.
Yeah.
But once we open it up, what's going to happen?
If
it went past us and destroyed the city, what am I going to do anyhow?
Okay.
But other than that, that's pretty much all I've got. We picked up our new mower. Got the new mower. It's here. It's ready to go.
Take a look at it afterwards.
Yeah, I don't know whether or not they're using her today.
Huh?
I don't know if they're using it today. I know Tommy and I, we talked this morning. And
did you get the check, or are they just going to bill us?
They're billing us.
Okay.
I got the paperwork to give to you, and that's what I told them. I said that you had already said that we could go ahead and just cut the check or whatever and get it sent to them or whatever. But they're okay with that.
I wonder if that worked for me. Hey, I just need to pick up a mower.
No, I don't think it does.
Probably not.
I appreciate y'all letting me do this today.
Is there much difference between that one and the other one? Is it a little more horsepower or same size?
This one has a Willie Nelson sticker on it. That's it. This is Willie's choice. His pick. And actually, it's a pick, like a sticker of a guitar pick.
Wow.
But no, it's pretty much the same thing. It's all the same thing.
He just wants to know if it goes around faster in a circle.
No, we're going to take the Bobcat up there and leave it. No, we'll maintain it still and do everything we need to do. We know that it's got a main bearing. That is, if you wouldn't have made it through the season with us because of the high grass we're doing, but doing just the regular, like I would consider regular mowing,
residential,
we should be fine with it. But just we'll have them keep an eye on it.
Now, any of the guys that, do we have any guys that work on this?
Yeah, they found out that they were going to acquire that from the road department.
So they're ready to
taking care of it.
So you have no problem with them, taking care of belts?
No, they understand too that if
something happens.
It's like a backup, like with your fire truck. I mean, everybody's got a backup. So, no, they're great. And then we've got a trimmer that is our older trimmer. And it's another one of these things. That the way that we use our equipment isn't the way normal people use their equipment. And it's to the point where we're going to need to replace it. So what we would do, and Jimmy's asked if we have a trimmer, we keep taking one up, or we'll just do that. We'll take the one that's on its last leg. They can use it until it dies. We'll take it up there.
Now, on your trimmers, I thought that the trimmers that we're currently using are the most awesome ones I've seen because of the way you just stick the pieces
You're talking about just the head.
Right.
But now, the head's one thing.
Can the head be changed on?
We can take the heads off, but it's just as easy to leave that head on there, and all you got to do is cut your
string besides, and that string has that piano wire in it.
Yeah, now that works great, but it's the motor and the shaft and everything that comes down through it that gets overworked because we're trimming stuff that's this high.
If you was to, I just got a new steel, and I hate it because you got to bump it. I'm going to go try to find one of those heads, but you can't.
Yeah, you can. Home Depot's got them.
Okay.
They're universal.
Because I have an Echo. If I'm saying it right, Echo. And then it's the same thing you guys have. And you just stick the pieces in, trim what you need. I thought that was the greatest thing.
It works great, especially with that string.
Okay, but I thought that was good for the township.
Anything else?
No. Well, that's all. And once again, like I said, thank you for letting me shift off this morning.
I have one thing. I've already got my notice for July to do the first six months. We have to turn in the guesstimation of our budget for next year. Comes in July. I know. I just got my reminder email today that it's due July 1st. So we'll have to start. And it's whatever you have in your money you got in there now. It's like that big guesstimation. And then in November, we must have it done for January. And then I will plug in the last figures on the 31st of December and send it in. Okay?
So July is when you're putting the guesstimate sheet together based on what we have in our funds as at that time.
At that particular time. And then, of course...
But then you're estimating what we would...
Now, you're allowed to estimate your revenue and your resources, and then taxes, which if you'd like to call and ask her what she thinks the taxes are going to be next year, but you can just use the same ones we got this year.
Yeah, she's the same.
Yeah, it's a lot easier just to add up those three columns to say what your temporary is going to be, because we all know what's in your account right now is high.
When does it tangible? When does that become gone?
2021.
Because there was a great article, once I was telling Don earlier, I've been reading, there's a great article in the Ohio
Township
News.
But we also have to hopefully remember, Kasich's not running again.
He can't.
And
good.
If we get another person in there, we may get it back.
That would be nice.
Because the auditors are already working on trying to have that restored.
Well, there was an article in the Ohio Township News, the March-April edition.
Mm-hmm.
It was all about funding township roads, and there was a great article in there.
It was.
Yeah.
And Dave Yost is really been chomping at them to get this, all of this put back, our general fund money, and he's trying to bring it all back.
Yeah, he was going to try to attack our gas tax.
Yeah.
It hasn't been increased since 2003 or 2005.
Yeah, and he wanted to up that.
No, he wanted to start reaching into everybody's gas tax fund.
And he got his hand slapped.
Yeah.
He got that slapped big time.
Thank God.
And it was, he should have known better.
Yeah.
Because at that meeting that we have down there in downtown, the people, the other mayors and fiscal officers and clerks, last year, man, that was the biggest topic down there. We need the LGF to be returned to us. The personal property tangible needs to be given back to us, because the townships are dying. And like I said, last year there was 35 villages and a couple townships in this one room dissolving. Because they can't make it with, I mean, they're already little and they're only getting $300,000 or $400,000 a year, and that's their budget.
Right.
And that, it's gone for them. And they knew they were going to have to dissolve.
Yeah. Let's just hope the future is bright.
I have two questions for you, Jen.
Okay.
First, the first question is, they're behind the, on Broad Street, right behind this Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
The alley there, they have that shrine there. I don't know if you've seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I went up and worked with the manager. They removed that. So that was actually on Speedway.
Yeah,
Speedway
that
was not aware of it. So in contacting corporate and et cetera, and going to the auditor's website, showing them that it's on them, they removed it.
That's good, because that would have been out of our right of way. We couldn't have done anything with that anyway.
Correct.
So somebody passed away.
To get shot
there, what was it, almost two years ago?
Yeah.
The other thing is, whenever you get a chance, the drain that we've seen on El Paso Drive, that big one, I would love to see if that doesn't run back, that big
with
one.
With a camera.
Because I'm thinking it's going to go back between two properties, and grass is grown over where there probably is going to be a man, you call a man?
Well, it's going to be, probably, there's got to be some type of a drop, depends on what's back there, or
right.
Does it go all the way over to Lowell?
That's a good question.
I'm thinking it might travel all the way over to Lowell and then pick up with the main drain.
Sure.
Runs down.
So that would be, and if it's clogged or something.
Yeah, talked about doing that last year.
Yeah, we did. And I know you've got your hands full. So sometime in the next 2 months or something,
yeah,
if you free up, I'd love to
drain
take a look
can.
At that and see
well,
where
we've
that
got,
goes.
We actually, Harold and Ron had went around, and we've got a list of drains that we want to camera anyhow.
Sure.
And I'll make sure we get that put on there. I mean, that's a project I gave them to do that we were relying on Brady to help us do. But now,
right.
Brady's,
now we have that.
Brady's actually retired from the county. So
really?
Yeah, he retired in December.
That
and
was young.
The new guy that they have, which is kind of a saving grace too, the new guy that took over for Brady, I farm with him too out in Madison County.
Wow.
So
I've
got
that's
a little, another little angle that we
yeah,
can work
good.
With that. So. Yeah.
And then last thing I said too, are you – I mean, Was you in the sun or something? Because you're pretty red. Is your blood pressure up?
Oh, no. No, I've been in the sun. I had a ball game Friday night.
Your arms aren't, but I mean, your face is red. I didn't know if you realized it.
Nah, well, it kind of gets that way. Blood pressure's been up and down a little bit.
We just want to keep you around longer.
Yeah, we've had a few little setbacks. That's what I was telling Don. We had a few couple setbacks. Over the last week, I had a couple kids in an auto accident. This week,
they kind of. Everybody okay?
Oh, yeah, they're just banged up.
Okay, enjoy.
Just one other quick question, Jim. This digging they're doing up there now, or getting ready to at Hague and El Paso, is that the final dig up in the north there?
Or that's the final where they're going into the ground, and it's 2 inches, not four.
Okay.
2 inches?
2 inches.
Okay, that would make sense.
Yeah.
So everything else is.
And that's big, and that's
30
up there.
Foot down.
Yeah, it's huge.
Well, they got that huge. They got a rock like the size of this sitting beside someone's mailbox.
No, I saw the other one. Yeah. They had it opened up, you know, prior up there.
In the intersection where they're at now on North Hagen and El Paso, it's so touchy because of all the utilities that run right there. Mm-hmm. When Deer Creek dug in there the first time, they actually hit a, they called it like a 5-inch fiber optics, but inside that 5-inch fiber optics, there's hundreds.
Yeah,
they were down for almost 2 weeks while they repaired just the fiber optics. Yep. But where they got to dig down, they're going to put another borehole off to the side, and they're going to try to stay away from all that and bore into it. That's why it's going to be down for so long.
Okay.
But, are they coming down my side again?
I think they're going to be able to stay above ground and get everything done that they need to. They're going to bore to it.
Because you know how far down they had to go on mine.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it went right in between the lot lines and then went...
They're going to be 30-some foot deep.
That was deep. And then they found out the old pipe was above this pipe, and then that meant they had to... They spent 2 weeks in my front yard.
Yeah,
they had 20 foot of a
long
water main suspended. They didn't even have it. And the city of Columbus came up there and freaked out because you got a big 20-inch or whatever it was. It was bad.
I just know that they had all kinds of... big guys with the white hats on and white shirts going, what the hell now?
It drove me crazy for a while.
With their driveway?
Been
there, done that.
Yeah.
Okay, enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thank
have
you
a nice,
very
have,
much.
Have a nice time with your brother.
See you, James.
Hey, see you,
thanks for coming in.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me get you on here. Chief Welch.
I'm in a meeting. I can't talk right now.
Fire. Okay. And EMS department. Okay.
Well, I have six things. First off, we took delivery of engine 192. I talked to the insurance company. I told them I wanted a trailer back just because of the hours and the miles and the hardware and trip. And
so it's here?
Yeah, it's here in service. It was delivered at 6:30 last Thursday evening. And the insurance company's going to pick up the whole ride back.
That's good.
Sweet.
Yeah, they agreed with us, and they're like, you're right, it just needs to be paid for, and we're willing to do that, so they're going to pay capital.
Turned out better than someone driving up and doing all that and driving it back. So
absolutely.
Was that still $1,100 they were going to cover on the transportation bill? Or?
Yeah, they were going to pay $1,150, and I told them what we wanted to do is match them and pay to have a trailer back, and they were more than... that guy took it to his boss, and they're more than willing just to pay the whole thing.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, so they're going to pay for the whole ride back.
Well, that's cool.
When the truck did get delivered, we noticed a couple of the master gauges were off, and I emailed them, sent them pictures of the gauges being off, and said, hey, something happened, and they have pictures that they sent to me when it got delivered there. They were way off, so we had to replace two of the master gauges. Other than that, truck looks good. Roll-up door looks good.
Looks like it was meant for that.
Yeah, it actually, we thought it was going to look real weird because it was the only roll-up door on that side, but it actually looks pretty good.
Have you got it back
painted
in
like
service now?
Truck's in service and it's rolling.
Painted just like all the old ones?
Yeah, it's painted. You can hardly even tell.
And the rust areas?
That's the first thing I look for on
fine.
The news. Our black cab.
Well, they wanted $60,000 to repair all the rust around the truck, and obviously we told them no.
But I mean, wasn't there one place that we were talking about?
The compartments.
Yeah.
That looks great. They rebuilt the whole entire compartments, the bottom side.
Two metals were causing it.
Right. We did some training at Kirsch Brothers down here, the big mulch factory down the way. So we're all squared up with that. We got a game plan involved. They are working with us excellent. We asked them to put in a dry hydrant. They're planning on doing that. They have two fire pumps that we can turn on and use their water out of the lake if we have to in order to put out the fire. But pretty much what was hands-on. They take care of most of it. We just supply the water. They'll use their heavy machinery to move around and put most of it out. And it's not if they have a fire, it's when. And they'll even tell you that. We will have fires. The third thing, Chief Adams is working on getting a phone truck and trailer redistributed to us, the EMA. Right now, it's housed at another firehouse. They don't want it. They approached us, and we're like, yes, this would be excellent. It's a 2013 F-750 truck with a three-axle trailer.
Phone truck and trailer?
It'd be a truck and trailer. And the problem is it's owned by two different companies. The front's owned by one, the back's owned by another. So,
are they selling it to us or just giving it to
they're
us?
They're donating or giving it to
okay.
us.
Okay. Who's got it?
The EMA. Well, that's the problem. It's owned by several different people.
EMA.
And now he's sorting through that mess and trying to figure out how to get it. It's about a 50-50 guess right now if we're actually going to acquire it.
Still, so that's a definite.
I'm guessing
I mean, that's worth a lot of money.
It's $200,000 plus for this truck and trailer, I'm guessing. The fourth thing, FDIC is this Thursday. I wanted to ask the board if they cared. If me and Chief Adams and another guy on duty took one of the township cars out there just to visit, see the trucks, see what's new, see what's not new.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yes.
Everyone else okay with that?
Chief
you okay
Adams,
with that? Everyone else?
Yeah. Chief Welch. And who else?
Just one other guy on duty, okay. if there's time available. If somebody okay. calls off or something, obviously he ain't going.
Where is that?
It's in Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
It's the biggest trade show on this side of Mississippi.
And two, that one of the things is when you go to something like that, too, I think Chaz will be anything to do with grants.
Absolutely.
You know, that
we always find stuff.
Our shark.
So what is that, like a one-day ride over and back? Or?
Oh, yeah, we'll just go leave in the morning.
2 hours.
Yeah, it's a two-hour drive there. We'll spend 2-3 hours there and come back.
So it's not going to be an enormous amount of all of the expense.
Tanker fuel.
Right. I've taken my car, which is four-cylinder. The medic financing. I wanted to talk with you guys about that and hit with Lisa. I would like to put $50,000 down on the medic. We were financing a lot less amount. That will put it about even with the medic that we're paying now every 6 months on.
And will that come out of the general fund?
No, it'll come out of us.
And EMS how does that affect your budget?
We have close to $200,000 in the EMS
but I mean,
fund.
With does that going to make you tight is what I'm asking you?
No.
So you feel comfortable with the $50,000 coming out?
Yeah.
So if I look at your budget.
You look at it. Does that seem reasonable to you?
Yeah.
Yes, it seems reasonable.
I have all of your January in. I've been so busy, I can't get to the bank recs, but I know January, I've got all of the stuff that you said is not in. It's in. It's just that at the time that you did it,
you were busy.
I was still putting stuff into that one. But February, you're probably on. And I found a new area in the bank that I can pull off every day and see what I missed now.
I got to get with you on that.
Maybe
later this week we can sit down.
Okay.
Because I still got stuff I got question marks on. And
okay.
Yeah, so let's see. So we decided to go with the board, and just, which was in that
18,000
range. $50,000 down. What did we set? What were we setting up? A 3 year?
Was it a 5 year loan?
Was it five? Okay.
Two payments per year.
Correct. It's close to $20,000 payment.
So it's $20,000. Is it $20,000 a year or $20,000
per payment?
Yeah, $40,000 a year.
I told her.
If you look on the one single page where it says
which one is
the balance, or
trying to find which one was isn't the long one. This is all appropriations.
I'm sorry.
I don't think I have it.
This here's just appropriation, motor taxes, vehicle. I was just gonna glance at it. I mean, I feel comfortable if you feel comfortable with it, but.
It was like $199.
It goes up daily.
You already ate lunch?
Yeah, I did.
Well, then I gotta put that down.
Well, I have no problem with that, then. I mean, if we need, I don't know if we can give you a resolution now, if that's what you need, or what do you need?
Just a game plan. Something we can all get on the same page with and move on, and I'll come to the trustee meeting and get the resolution.
Now, as I recall, you said that Jim still owes you owes the general fund.
Yeah, he knows that.
Yeah.
That'll come on the second.
Second draw.
Draw.
Second draw, okay. Okay. Are we gonna be good on that, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay. Go to the board, general fund.
Our budget's looking good, and I'm really hoping next year we get to spend the $380,000 we have remainder safer fund.
Right.
To continue them through.
That safer money is, we will maintain that, if that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, what we did back in the day, we had a two-year estimate of how much these guys were gonna cost. And we guesstimated them all with families, full insurance, full everything. Well, at the end of the safer period, it's December, we're gonna have about $380,000 left there.
That's what Charles had said, yeah.
And I know he's been working hard at being able to, so that we don't have to return that, that we would be able to continue to use that.
Yeah, you just file an addendum to see if you can keep that, and that'll boost our budget up where I feel really comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll work on that, see how that goes with $50,000 down. Delivery of the Chief 192 vehicle, which will also come out of EMS fund. Mm-hmm. That's more than likely gonna be delivered tomorrow.
Mm.
Wow.
They don't invoice us on that.
Wow.
Of course, it's gotta be sent out with radios and lights and lettering and stuff. The money's still good with that. It's about $32,000 for Ford. And
are we going to strip out the old one to put on that one, or does it have to have new bars?
No, we'll put new lights on it, but the radios, the siren speaker, all that will come out, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. That'll help save money.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, he's currently driving. What's he driving, that old car?
That 2000 Dodge Durango.
Okay. Do you have plans for that?
I don't, and that's why I was going to ask the board what you guys wanted to do with it.
I wondered.
Sell it.
As I mentioned to you, unless we get something different, is there a car that Melissa can drive if she has to go look at property and things of that nature, instead of her using her personal car to run around the township in?
That's up to the board.
But, I mean, mechanically wise, I mean, if we just stripped off where it said fire and it just says Franklin Township, and we use that for, I don't know, the next 6 months, and if we wanted to get rid of it or see what we would want to do or even see how much running Melissa even needs to do.
Well, I mean, it'll be free. Let's discuss that a little further.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've already got it, and the only thing it's going to cost us to maintain it is fuel.
Yeah, the motor's pretty strong, I guess. It burns about a quart of oil a week.
Yeah.
And the body's rusting now, like the four and stuff.
But I don't know. I got to decide how I feel about that.
Okay. You know, just a thought.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a good thought.
How about we strip it down and then let you guys take a look at it or whatever?
Yeah, exactly, and decide what to do with it, yeah.
Okay.
We'll take off.
It's just, I know a big engine like that sucks up the fuel now.
It's a 360 engine.
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah. So I think it needs a little fall.
We could probably find a nice little used one, little four-cylinder, little car that we could probably have better luck with, too.
Mm-hmm.
Better gas mileage. Them old boogers.
Make a trade to someone.
Last thing I got is I'm working with Jim Stevens on getting our hydrants painted. It's been quite a few years since he's ever had time and availability to do it, and you know, of course, he's stretched them.
I want to ask him if I could paint some.
Yeah, they need scrubbed down and repainted.
Yeah, they have to be wire brushed.
Yeah.
That's what he told me.
We're gonna try to get most of those done this year. So.
The fire hydrant.
Yeah, silver caps with yellow bodies.
How much are we looking to do? How many?
I asked all the guys, they're not done testing the hydrants yet, but I told them to compile a list, and right now I got about 20.
How many hydrants total do we have?
About 250.
Wow.
About how many?
250.
250.
Yeah, so
Yeah, they should in this area here all be new for the water lines.
Yeah. Jim just asked me to get in a complete list of every hydrant we got. He'll inspect them himself. Okay. I was like, I'll give you a heads up of which ones our guys said.
Right. Yeah, last year and this year we did pretty good with not having to have, knock on wood, have them serviced, knocked off.
Yeah. It has fallen way down.
Yeah, it has.
Guess that's good afternoon.
You too.
See you, Jamie.
You want a piece of pizza?
Did you look in the box before you got it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see.
Here to eat, huh?
Yep.
That's all right. Let's get you up to speed where we're going. Everything's running great. Morale's good.
Making list as they flush. Well, that's a little weird up there where we are. I mean, you got our hydrant, and then there's not one. It looks so old, like you touch it, it fall over, and then you got ours again. And I know Mr. Guyton had asked about that, said that belonged to us, and we're not painting it.
What's that?
His city. Isn't that weird? We have a hydrant here, and then there's
Big Avenue is real screwy. Like, one side of the road will be us, and then we'll jump to the city on that side.
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it goes back and forth.
It's crazy.
I understand why they paint them that way now.
That's exactly why they're painted differently.
So you know which ones are.
Because Mr. Guyton kept accusing Chief Howard of not painting it and taking care of it, and he says, it's not our hydrant.
Yeah. Well, Prairie's is the same color, so I think it was a county color.
Yeah.
So ours are yellow with silver caps?
That's
all I got. Just one other question I had for you. Owner, fire prevention officer. Does he have, what all does he do? I know he does all the business fire inspection.
Todd is doing an excellent job. He is never in the office, I guarantee you that.
No, barely.
He has about 450 businesses to inspect, which is about 10 a week. And that's not counting the follow-up inspections and the re-inspections. Uh-huh. And he has building department stuff that he takes care of, the inspections with them. And there's all kinds of special inspections, like daycare inspections he gives and does. We just cleaned up Westland Mall, him and I, with a big, long project. And
right.
He was on them constantly, and everything got done great.
So, on the business, is that an annual inspection, Jim? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
And they pay fees
for that. So each and every year he's got whatever, 400.
Starts all over again.
Yeah. Yeah. I've compared them. Some departments are more. Some of them will put 600 on one guy. Mm-hmm. Some of them, but mainly they're right around 400.
Most of the time, the only time that Todd is there is he comes in, uses the bathroom, goes in there and gets all the phone messages and calls everybody back. And then he's out the door for another inspection. Mm-hmm. He's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So how much paperwork does he have involved in that?
Oh, every inspection he does, he has to get on the computer, fill it out for our program that we got, and he has to email the violations to that company. Mm-hmm. In 30 days, he goes back and reinspects it. If that's not done.
Where does it report to go to, the state?
No, they get to the business.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. The only time we report stuff to the state is if they're not compliant.
Okay.
Like we did Weston Mall. We couldn't get them to do anything.
Right.
So we had to turn them into the state of Iowa.
So from a standpoint, without there's specifics that the state or somebody needs, he just reports back to the businesses, you got this, and this.
Absolutely.
And then if they come into compliance, he don't have to turn them in other words.
Well, at Westland Mall, we had like 7 monthly Board of Building Appeal hearings to go to. Well, we kept working with Westland to be business friendly, and they finally got it all taken care of, so we actually didn't have to have a hearing.
Right. Okay. Thanks.
Are they ever going to tear it down?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Money just a burning. You'd think he'd want to get that daggone thing down and start working.
Well, I'll tell you what. Well, the way retail, current day retail business is, until those trends change again, you'll never sell that for big box business again, ever.
I mean, they've already done said people are just going on JCPenney's and ordering the clothes
absolutely
right off.
Absolutely.
They take things back and reorder and
Amazon. History repeats itself. You used to do mail order catalogs way back in the rural days.
Yep.
Yeah. No other questions? Let's do with Melissa.
Oh, Melissa, okay. Next. Yep, Melissa's next.
Did you get her?
Melissa?
And she just went to the restroom.
Did you have anything else for us?
No.
Okay.
She just went to the restroom, I think.
Can you put me just two pieces in?
Oh, it's stuck together. You're sorry.
Now I'm not going to be able to eat tonight. That's too many calories.
Are you ready?
Oh, John, I'm sure you can find somewhere to pack that pizza.
I did run my 2 miles every
My morning. Cousins are tall like you. They just sit there and they go like this.
Okay, got room.
Pack it down some, and then they'd eat some more. I don't wonder. My Aunt Rosemary, my dad's sister, 5 boys, all tall like him. Slender.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Thank God he worked for Borden's.
I don't think I need that, but I heard you give that to you. Bye. Bye, Melissa.
Okay, anything?
I called and apologized to John last Sunday. I apologize to the two of you for being disrespectful Thursday night. I just got a little emotional and...
Apology accepted.
So, it's out of my character, and I just, it's like, I felt like I made a dinner for everybody, and everybody came to dinner, and they're like, I want a hot dog.
Nobody ate it.
Right. But it was still uncalled for, so
We'll talk about it a little bit more. There's a lot of things that we need on the homes and things to consider.
Right.
And I'll cover some of that, okay. And hopefully I can clarify some of those things for you.
And we'll talk Wednesday at
exactly.
Todd will be here too.
Also, I'd like to see about having an executive session either before or after, whichever works best with you.
Okay. Let's do before.
We want an executive session for?
To talk with Melissa.
About what?
Employment issues.
Okay, if you're going to have an executive session, you've got to name what you're going to do in the meeting.
I just did, employment.
What's her employment, John?
I want to be able to talk with her that it's an executive meeting.
About what?
Her employment.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Saying that right?
No, you're not right. What do you want to talk about employment about?
Hours.
Okay, there you go. Hours and vacation and also sick time.
Sick time. Okay, Ralph did ask me about getting how many days she's been off from January till now.
Executive session.
Okay, she has...
Let's just hold it up. You've been...
Well, I sent an email.
Yeah,
I know. There you go.
The only thing I have is Thursday at 11, NBC4 wants to meet with me about the houses. Wants to meet on Tedco, 1248 Tedco.
Okay.
Hopefully, if you don't come to an agreement Wednesday on what to do with the houses, I'm not going to meet with him Thursday. But he wants to... They're doing a story on the government spending your money wisely. Mm-hmm. And they think that we're spending money wisely by getting rid of the blighted homes and then selling them. So, hopefully, things can be worked out Wednesday. Then
sure.
I can tell
we got a meeting at 1 o'clock on those houses.
Right.
And have an executive session at 12 o'clock, same day.
Okay. And that's on Thursday. They want to...
Thursday 11, yeah.
Do you want to post that meeting, executive session, to discuss your time?
Did you guys get with Melissa about what you wanted to talk about the procedures?
That's Wednesday.
That's Wednesday too? Wednesday, 1 o'clock. and you want the executive session before that.
10 o'clock, yeah. Or you can go afterwards.
Okay.
Whichever one you want.
Let's just do 12.
Okay.
But how do I write that up? It can't be about Melissa Sheep's hours.
Yes,
yeah.
You can write.
It has to be. Executive session has to be.
It has to be about which person?
Yeah.
Because when you had meetings about another employee, it never stated their name.
Executive session is supposed to tell who it's about.
Okay. It's never.
Does that have to, that doesn't have to be designated as
no.
a specific
that
person.
Up.
Okay.
No. See, I can't remember. I remember talking about that in a course, but I didn't know that it had to give an exact. The executive
employee,
session has to say because it's meant for.
To be that way.
We'll look it up and check it out.
Okay.
I thought it did.
I think it just says executive session, and I'm not so sure. That kind of is on executive session. If I'm not badly mistaken, an executive session, you know, can be called after a specified meeting.
They can.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Uh-huh. And
but I've got the Ohio book on it. I can always flip through and find it.
I don't think it's really. I just don't think she should. It should be named.
Right. I don't think it should be either.
Melissa or George Smith or anybody else.
I'm
you know.
We'll look it up and make sure. Just want to make sure it's done right.
Well, that's not. I mean, really, that's a.
We'll have to stop the meeting to look it up.
Yeah.
And we can. We'll find out the answer for that.
It's really none of, I mean,
it's a small
we got the obligation to talk to an employee,
right?
And I don't think it should be spelled out, hey,
yeah.
I'm getting you or you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you just say to discuss
employee
work hours and sick time, holiday, and all that
right.
stuff.
Yep.
You can do that.
I don't even think
not
you have to
specify
say that.
The person. Exactly.
You don't have to specify
I think
the person. That guy that wanted us to pay
and
the stuff that you did for Connie, you just.
We just made an executive session.
Yeah,
you say anything
for employee.
About.
Exactly.
Yeah, for employee.
I think that, frankly, that'd be against, you know, just.
There'd be two separate signs that would go up.
Spell out of.
Okay.
You know, a specific person. I just think that'd be discrimination against them, really.
Okay, we got it.
Go ahead.
That's all I have. We'll have 5 houses in our name. I'm still working on a couple more that are coming down the line, whether they're land bank homes or not. Or they're nuisance homes. And if you see a nuisance home, if you can get me the address, that helps the best.
Yeah.
I still want to get with you if we can take a ride, and there's a couple that I want to show you. And then the one that was on Little Avenue, I don't have the address with me, but it was the one that I took a picture and sent it to you.
Right.
Was that going to be boarded up? They have 7 days to board that up, is that correct?
Right, yeah.
And do you know where we're at with that? Have we already contacted them to give them the 7 days?
I sent them a letter.
Okay.
So I give them a couple days to get the letter.
Sure.
And then they have to board it up.
Okay. And then there's a couple over in the Broadlawn over in that area. When we get a chance, we can go by and take a look at that.
Okay.
Did we have anything written up for the Broadlawn area or not? I don't think we did.
I'm not familiar with what's the Broadlawn area cover.
You got Broadlawn, of course,
okay.
And you've got Coolidge.
Okay.
And there's one more.
You've got. That's the one I'm always back there digging around that ditch on. What is the name of that?
Wim's ditch?
No, A. Byron.
No, it's not Wim's ditch. It's.
Can you give me your map?
Arden is the back street, and you got Viola's Law when they brought along.
What's that last from the far south?
Trying to remember.
Back in the back.
Yeah. What is it?
Arden is back in the back.
Just trying to get all the names of the streets that were
broad
line there.
Broadlawn, Coolidge, Florence, Viotis, Dolan, Harding.
What?
Harding.
After Florence?
Harding's one of them, yeah.
Also, I went and spoke with Speedway,
mm-hmm.
and they have taken down the
memorial.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's taken gone. And also, do you have a number for Cheney?
Yeah. I'll
tried.
I'll just send it to your phone.
And I don't think you've had any on the, over in that so-called Rosary development over there by Franklin Heights either that I saw.
Bionis, Broadlawn, Coolidge, Florence, Harding, and what else, Claire?
Was it Bionis,
Broadlawn, Coolidge, Florence.
You said one other one.
Broadlawn, Coolidge, Florence, Harding, Bionis, Volney.
Get the hell out of here.
I don't know which way she's going.
No, I haven't. Maybe Coolidge. There may be a house.
Coolidge, yeah.
On Coolidge.
See, that's one of them. I can't remember. There's about four or five of those streets there. I can't remember. How many did you get the name of?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6, maybe, yeah. That's that. Okay.
Yeah. I'll have a list, hopefully this week, up in my office. Okay. It'll have the house, a picture of the house, so when you guys say the yellow house, okay, and don't have an address, okay, we'll be able to see which it is.
I also wanted to check with you on, we did have a, I couldn't make it because of a doctor's appointment from Kendall, but I, did the applicant not turn out or something? Did it?
She turned out well. I don't know where to go from here. I interviewed her. She was well. She could come in quickly, and I couldn't get you three together. I knew it, and I didn't have a 24-hour notice, so I had her come in and talk to her just to feel her out. She could work part-time. More than happy to work part-time. Only wants to work part-time. Has a good background with finances, but basically bills and payroll is what she can do.
Okay.
I let Lisa know about it. Lisa was hesitant to anybody that was just willing to do part-time. So at this time,
I need a full-time person.
So I
only went back to part-time to get.
My question is, should we attempt, if, you know, well, we would all want, all of us collectively would want to meet this person, including you.
Especially me.
Right. But what my thought is, what if she can do, what if she can do the work twice as fast as what Connie could do, and it works out for you that 20 hours? I mean, we could always, if we all were in agreement, at least try it. We don't have to stick with her. I understand you want a full-time person, but my thought is, what if she can do... Because there's been many a days that Connie was just sitting, you know what I mean?
Connie shouldn't have been sitting there, but there was tons of stuff for her to do.
But what I'm saying is, I'm wondering if we shouldn't give that a shot. And then, you know, maybe it would work out part-time. You might be happy because she may be able to take this on and zip right through it because she'll have more of a brain.
Let's back up just a little bit here. I want somebody to convince me that we need two. In addition to us, we need two full-time people. Assuming, you know, back in the day there.
We still had someone in back in the day that it was...
We are adding a full-time person as this conversation is going on.
Well, in the back... No. I was asking...
Yeah, we are.
No. I was asking to bring on this person, if this person does have... Because obviously they had to pass a test to get to this point.
Right.
So we have a person that can pass the test, and they're in the book, and they want to work part-time.
Right.
So if they were able to start off, and Lisa's like, oh my God, she gets the stuff done wonderfully, right, it would save the township because we would have the 3 days,
right,
no insurance,
right,
and it would be beneficial,
yeah,
versus a full-time person.
But back in the day,
we had Lorna that was working part-time, too.
And then she went full-time,
and that helped
out a lot.
Okay.
So
let's stop right there. With Lorna, that still only gave us two full-time people. Right or wrong?
No, because we had a different person working the office,
and
Lorna
Sandy
was
Hodge.
Working for you.
We had Sandy and we had Lorna, period.
Right.
Ralph, let me put it to you this way.
I see where you're going.
The only person that we've added to our group that has a different what is her, and that needs to be
a different position.
A different position to help you guys. It is an. I don't care if you call her an assistant administrator. You've already given her the title of an administrator. Her job is to make your lives easier. by researching, typing things up, getting it to the attorney. If you guys want changes, then she has to let the attorney know that you want to add these words, because one word can change everything.
I understand.
And then she is to present it to the trustees ready for your signature. That is what she is supposed to do, to tell you all of the research she's done, or he, because that's what the job entails. It's to help take the weight off of your shoulders,
right,
for her to do what she needs to do, or he, to move things along quickly for decision making. Now, you guys have already made her this person. There was a full-time person in there, and Lorna was a full-time person. All we're doing is replacing Lorna, Connie. As the fiscal officer, under the ORC, I am allowed to hire a person, two people, three people, whatever I feel I need. That person works underneath me. I am to set that person's time. Now wait.
Okay, go ahead.
That person, I set their time. I say when they work. I say what they do. If they refuse, then I am to discharge them. The only thing that the trustees have a say in with this person I put in my office is the compensation. You have already set that at $14 an hour. I am asking for her help, and since John is in and out and can do pretty quick, I ask, if I find this person, can you sort of take a look-see? There's not supposed to be some meeting where all of you guys interview her. I am just like any of the other department heads. Jim Stevens walked in here on Thursday night meeting, says, I already have a person. You guys never even asked his name. So why would you ask me? I'm asking Melissa, because she is an administrator and she's got good character of people. I don't want to have to bring everybody in here and have some meeting.
Well, here's, if I can lighten a little
sure,
bit.
Sure, you may, okay. Yes.
The only reason, and this is for me, the only reason that I wanted to do this, now don't get me wrong,
mm-hmm.
Jim Stevens is a good guy, and I don't want to distinguish or downgrade the road department as mm-hmm. far as what they do. But I want a competent person when they're working with finance numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I want a person that's had a background, because they're,
mm-hmm.
they are exposed to things that a road department person would not be. The reason that I want to go through a temp service in the way that we've done it is, one, they're tested. Where mm-hmm. did they score, et cetera, et cetera. Two, they also have the background and drug test already taken care of.
Well, that's with any of the police
right,
that we
right.
have.
I understand yeah. that. But, I mean, it's all done for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then three, try before you buy. We can,
trying to think of what days would be. Mondays are a must, because after the meeting on Thursday, when they would come in on Monday, they can work on those minutes. And I'm going to tell you something, the minutes are extremely time consuming, because you sit there and you listen and then you start to type, wait a minute, what was that again?
It's two for one.
Yeah.
A minute you listen, a minute you're...
I would suggest each of you try to do a meeting.
Yeah.
I really would.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Yes.
So Connie might have not been as dumb as we thought she was.
Yeah, it drives you crazy, don't it?
So I'm not trying to say that, and you're absolutely correct about... And it's in every topic, in every discussion at the conventions that I go to, and brochures have said, and you're exactly right, the board would set the pay,
mm-hmm.
and et cetera, but you are correct.
I want you guys to be
right.
in on it.
So what I'm asking is, if we want to see if this person would work out, I would ask to try it.
Okay.
Because it's better than what we got now.
Okay.
Then if we have to say, sorry, we're finding out this job is going to take a full-time person, she's not going to want to work full-time, so we would end up trying to find another person. But however, we would let her keep working part-time till we did find the right candidate. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, if she came in...
willing to give you a shake.
Right.
I don't want to be...
If she came in, we haven't even met this person.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, but...
How did you feel?
I felt better about her than
any of the others?
Right. I can still get more in. Mm-hmm. I mean, just don't jump at the first fish that comes right. in your boat.
Okay.
But I think we should set up a time with three, if you want to give us three good candidates.
Right.
Well, let's just time out just a minute. Okay. Our new lady in here.
Erin.
How are we going with her? Is she learning quickly? Have you got any problems?
How much, I see an awful lot of, at least it appears to me, idle time that she has. Now, am I viewing that correctly, Melissa? I mean, you're here with her all the time. And, is she getting enough work to really keep her
She started on the meeting minutes, so
okay.
that's taking up her idle time. Okay. I went about the meeting minutes differently. Instead of saying, here's a reporter, take minutes, okay. I said, here's a meeting, take minutes, and then I'll see how you did.
Okay.
So she's working on that in between.
And bear in mind, now she's going
to
make
Do you want me to bring the minute book over so she can see how it
right.
is? Set up.
The thing I'm trying to determine your job is how what is our work.
Okay.
Well, Ralph, the one thing that we have to do, regardless of what we like, Melissa is absolutely correct. We can't stop her from going and hiring someone. I feel it would be better for all of us to work together
mm-hmm.
and get her a person that we all agree upon than to just say, because there's nothing, she's an elected official. There is nothing that we can do to stop her from hiring someone.
Okay, then what's the standard? Now, Lisa told me that she should not. Lisa said she is only supposed to work 20 hours a week. Is there a standard for that?
I don't know.
That's what I was always told. But I work way more than that.
It's the same as the board. I'm sure we put in more.
But the prior week you took pretty much the week off, so. And if we go away, if I go away or anything,
mm-hmm.
then I've got to plan that going away week.
I do.
Around.
I mean, I'm allowed to have my vacations and time off.
Exactly.
And last year I barely took anything off except for maybe a Thursday, Friday, and then the holiday. And it always fell on a holiday. But I showed Connie what needed to be done, and then when I come back, she hadn't done it.
Yeah.
I think she was wrote up for that.
I think that if you would work with the board and say, let's entertain and try.
Okay.
With your input on the people that we interview, start someone part-time. If they do a great job and you feel that, we're saving the township, because in the end, it's the taxpayers' money.
Right, I know.
Even if we increase somebody the person you picked, we increased them to 32 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't offer the insurance. And if that was suffice for your department, I'm fine with that.
I just want to work up on the week that we have payroll. She has to be here on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Right.
The following week, I feel Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday on our off week would be mainly filing all of the purchase orders that you guys signed, putting the stuff back in the book, and then working on those minutes.
Right.
Well, I'm not.
And I think 3 days and 3 days we can try. And then if I need her a couple hours the next day.
That would be up to you.
And I'm
fine.
Not, I'm not trying.
Then I want to work with you guys. I don't want to be a B and
because
say
it's not
no.
going to help anybody if we're
exactly exactly
we got to come to a
and
meeting
if,
of the minds now.
Right.
She finds two or three candidates that she thinks that we should look at, then that's when I would like to interview her with her, and you sit in or you sit in or
right.
whatever. But I don't believe we need a meeting
right.
to scare this person half to death.
But I mean, all of us might have questions. And
yeah,
that we're bringing a new person into this family and working and et cetera. And then either, obviously, I know myself, my dad says never find a good time to shut up, but we had one person, there was no comparisons. I had nothing to ask because I already figured we had
right.
a good person here.
Yeah.
Right.
So by bringing in, but if you would take and put your concerns,
mm-hmm.
send an email
mm-hmm.
with what you just said on these dates, So we got an idea of what fits you. Because I don't want to give you a pair of 9 shoes if you wear 10.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have worked together on what she needs.
Mm-hmm.
She came up with a job description.
Okay.
So when I send this out to these temp agencies, they know exactly what Lisa wants, exactly when they want her. So there's no
guessing
no
about that.
And see, and I'm not trying to take that away from you.
Right.
I'm trying to help you
find
by using her.
Person.
Because you don't need to be right now. You're not behind.
I'm behind.
You're behind, but I'm not saying it's by your own doing. But by allowing Melissa to assist in that area, mm-hmm. that takes a lot of that off of you.
Exactly.
We are hired to do as good a job as we don't forget what our priority is to do what as best job we can. For the taxpayers.
Exactly.
But you have to understand, we have a $10 million budget business. This is a business. If anybody wants to say no, they're crazy.
Yeah, well,
you need employees to run this business.
We also have spent a lot of money on technologies here that we have never had here before.
Absolutely. It keeps
growing. Now, what does that mean, and how much, can that cut down or anything? And, I have to rely on you as well as you. And so forth. How much time does this take? What are your duties? I realize that when it comes time to do all those House Bill 50 things, there's a lot of things that were busy times and that kind of thing. Do we have time to share, Aaron?
I was just thinking that person that's with me that is part time, if she gets done, she could do the House Bill 50 stuff. For Jim, because I'm going to tell you something, he's got a heck of a lot of paperwork stuff, and he's trying to be out there.
No. Jim's got a good handle on his stuff and has given me more.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm there, I can help a little bit more. So we're good here.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I know you have a thought, you may have a thought of having Aaron help Lisa with things. It's very, very difficult because Aaron's here and Lisa's there.
Right.
Lisa can't say, here, Aaron, do this for me.
Right.
It's
she needs
sit next
the computer.
To me. Mm-hmm. You need this specific computer.
Right.
So Aaron may have some idle time that everybody does every once in a while.
Well, certainly they do, sure.
But
I always figure it around the 10% range is about realistically your goof-off time.
Well,
and I think that's pretty realistic.
But I think that there's things that, Aaron, can you stamp these and weigh these for me? I appreciate it. I got to get back over to the other house.
Can I help you?
I mean, there's things to help each other. Yeah.
Yes, there's small things that Lisa can drop off here that Aaron can do. But as far as I think what you're thinking, Aaron can't help with.
Yeah.
Not that we won't.
Right.
Her and I would be more than willing to help her.
Right.
But Lisa does need a person.
Well, I'm thinking in terms of helping pay the bills and things like that.
Yep. She has to be at the computer with Lisa.
Okay.
Over there.
Because those computers are specifically hooked up to the UAN, correct?
Right.
Yes.
We don't have that capability over here anymore.
Nope.
Over there.
And I'm not going to move
it
over here either.
Correct.
Right.
UAN.
UAN could be on any computer in the township, but I'm sorry, that's my call.
And,
no.
And here's the other thing, too, so you ladies understand. If Lisa is somewhere and dies in a car wreck, I'm just saying. Who in house do we have here that knows anything?
Nobody.
Yeah.
And I think most townships are like that, though, right? Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
No, they usually got somebody.
They
now, out there
sort of
at Prairie, they've got the administrator. They've got finance people.
Mm-hmm.
She walked, the one out there at Prairie, everything is done for her. The mm-hmm. administrator takes care of all the taxes mm-hmm. and stuff. She prints off all the records and stuff, and he fills out all the paperwork mm-hmm. and sends it in. She walks in, does payroll, prints it off, and leaves.
Right.
And that's what that's
signs
what
the checks.
Mm-hmm. That's what the person you would hire would do for you.
And but I still want to keep. I'm sorry. I might be a control freak, but
no.
I did that with Connie, and she screwed me over.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. You got to be careful with the difference between a trustee and that. Of course, you're paid more than the trustees because it takes more hours. This is just personal. This mm-hmm. isn't me saying anything. If you allow that to happen, just what you said,
you know, you just sign off and you go, and you're not diligent in doing
that. That's how a lot of
that can come back to bite you.
Yeah, and I want to be there. I want to check the work and stuff, right, and see what I'm signing and
but
stuff
like
that. But
to answer your question, Ralph, Lisa will have somebody that could take care of.
I would like to teach that person.
Right. She will have somebody.
That's why we would want to have this part-time person.
Right.
Potential part-time person, right, to see how it works out if we need to make it full-time.
What we do is not rocket science. It is right, just extremely time-consuming.
Yeah, time-consuming.
Because I don't want someone to rush through something and do it.
That's what we were discussing. She's got her system set up and everything. A lot of it's entry, isn't it, Lisa?
Yeah.
So, you know,
I don't want somebody who can do 100 words per minute.
Right.
I don't care if they peck with two fingers like
accurate.
Myself. I want accuracy.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Watch what you're doing. That's what I want.
Well,
I want accuracy, not because it take your time.
Sure.
It takes that one time to screw up, and I have done it.
Yeah.
With payroll checks, and I've had to void them, and then it screws up all the taxes. Then you got to void all those checks, and I've made the mistakes Miss Crystal taught me not to do.
Absolutely.
and it was why? Because I was hurrying.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I think we got a plan.
And I want you guys also to know, if this Judd goes down, there's going to have to be another full-time person.
Well, I'm sure there will be.
Oh, yeah.
Because Don Brocious and I, he has already talked to me when we first started this, when Tim Guyton was still here. He said, you are not going to be able to do this because it's going to be a full-time position.
There's also the JET board.
Board, the minutes, the everything.
Right.
One of you guys or two of you guys have got to sit on the board.
The JET board is not connected to you.
Yeah.
But the JET board is on their own.
Right.
Yeah.
Their money is handled by them.
Mm-hmm.
But it still has to be put into the computer on my side.
Yeah.
They will hand it to me and say, here.
Yeah. Enter this.
And there is a lot of,
well, my point,
it's just like West Jeff. Debbie told me, they have three Jeds out there. They have one Jed Z and two Jeds. And then they also have what they said, Target, you come build your factory and we'll give you abatements.
Right.
They have a financial full-time person for that. They've got a full-time finance person for each Jed and for the Jed Z.
The difference is,
that's because they got money.
Yes, they collect all their own.
Yeah. City of Columbus will collect this one.
Right.
That's a good thing.
City of Columbus will collect everything.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So I'm clear on what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, you need to be.
Go ahead.
Do you still want me to look for more part-time people?
I think we need to interview. There you go. Mm-hmm.
I like this lady, but I just don't want to give you the first person.
Okay, that's fine.
So, she's willing to wait.
Okay.
I'll get a couple more
part-time
people to come in, see how they are.
Get with you.
Right. Some of them you can just look at their resume and their video and just know it's just not going to work. So I'll continue to do that. Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Okay. I feel happy with that.
If you're in the next week, we should have...
Right.
At least three candidates to choose from.
Well, as we stand right now, and the way we're staffed, I am really nervous about, if Lisa gets ill, goes away, whatever, what is our recourse to getting these people paid, things like that?
Well, if we have
a part-time person will be trained to do.
Right.
If or not,
I would
have
be
to get
more
roving,
comfortable too, Don,
township,
if we had one of our regular people that know something about it as well.
But
they are not allowed to do so.
Yeah, no. I'm talking about, be it either Melissa or, if we're going to go ahead with her, have one of our regular people there.
Melissa being an administrator, I can teach her how to do payroll, but if Melissa screws up or gets into somebody's area and accidentally deletes it or accidentally does this, Melissa's not responsible. They're going to come after me because I allowed somebody else other than the fiscal officer to do it.
Exactly.
And see, that's just like these traveling fiscal officers. There's not too many of them out there, because if they come over here and do my work and does something wrong, they're the ones that get in trouble. They don't want to get in trouble.
Right. So, Todd, having heard all that,
Todd's going to learn how to do payroll.
What would you do if your paycheck wasn't there at the end of your pay time?
He'd be hunting me down like the dog I am.
That's my point.
Well, I'm probably different than most people.
Right.
I am a planner and a prepper.
Well, I am too.
But
rule of thumb, though, you know.
Well, in my household, personally, we would batten down the hatches and
wait a couple weeks.
We have done as some financial people suggest, and have a cushion for
such things.
It's for atrocities. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I do as well, you know.
I have, my wife and I have done things, and we have
emergency money set aside.
Set aside for lots of different things. And different things are earmarked for different things. Medical expenses, travel, whatnot, and then in case one of us would ever be off work.
You take some of your younger
there'd be a pucker factor for them. Yep. There really would, because there are some of the younger guys that...
You see my point. I mean, I'm not saying the best way to do anything. Right. I just think I think
if, in discussions I had with Lisa before, I think if need be, the state can come in and step in and temporarily run your office, correct? Right. Or no?
Board has to go to Brocious and tell Brocious, I am in the hospital or I am dead.
Exactly.
He is to contact the state auditor and arrange immediately backup.
That's what he has.
But that may take 72 hours.
It probably will.
The auditors will tell you. They will try to get some here ASAP. But when it's there, she's dead.
Uh-huh.
Or she is in the hospital and payroll is tomorrow. Right. Guess what? Yep. Payroll ain't going to get done tomorrow.
Yep. It may take as long as a week.
But an assistant will be able to do that.
Exactly, sir. Exactly.
That's what we're trying to say.
Yes.
An assistant will do the job.
And see, Lorna never wanted the responsibility of doing other people's paychecks.
Are you comfortable with the assistant doing it, Ralph, once we get somebody in here?
I would say so.
Your concern between now and the assistant?
Yeah, as long as I'm comfortable that we, you know, so do we have internally enough work to keep, I don't want to just be hiring for the sake of hiring.
No,
you know what I mean?
There's plenty of work.
Yeah.
There's plenty of work.
Okay.
Yeah.
And okay, then what would her job, have you decided or thought about what her responsibilities are going to be? Is she going to be helping the chief or the police chief?
What she was hired as is what she'll stay at.
A list. They went over a list. Right. Her and Lisa have worked over the list. They've got a list tight.
Right. So you're in favor of getting...
They send it. They have sent it to Dawson. Dawson knows what they're looking for.
I know. I understand that. So you're in favor of getting a part-time person. Is that what you're saying?
To start out with.
Yeah.
You have to.
I want to work with you guys, and John wants me to try part-time. I will try the part-time.
Yep.
I want to play ball. I don't want to sit there and say, it's ORC, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, you ain't got no say.
Right.
I don't want to do that.
I want to
keep everybody in the realm.
Well, I think it has to be. We got to get on the same page.
But you say something about you want somebody to do her job if something happens to her.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the part-time person will be.
Yep.
They will be a township employee.
Yeah. Via part-time.
Right. They will be a part-time township employee.
Yep.
After the 90 days, we make sure that they're doing the job. After the 90 days, it'll just be like Aaron. You hire them out, right?
Okay.
I did have to go outside of Dawson. The resolution said to reach out to Dawson.
Right.
They weren't getting me anybody.
Right.
I reached out to account temps.
Well, I think that's what you have to do.
So I just want to let you know. I did go outside that.
Right.
Any one of those, I'm fine with, as long as they do the same thing, background screening and testing and da-da-da.
Yeah, they do.
And you can hire them immediately and pay the upfront fee, or you can hire them after 90 days, which is the best way to go.
Yeah, and that's what I told them. We're interested in 90 days. Mm-hmm. 90 days.
No, how much is it to buy them up front?
It's a lot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you've cost you $4,000
or $5,000. Oh, my stars. That's too much.
It's 90 days at least. They'll let us go on.
Yes. And that's a good time working with her through this. I still have about 4 weeks with her.
Right.
And it's still good.
I think she told me it's like May 24th or something like that, somewhere
in
that range.
The week of the 22nd is, if she hits 40 hours every week, she has to get to 520 hours.
Okay.
So it's on my wall.
Okay.
So when it comes closer, I'll make sure the resolution is passed before her
hiring. One thing that I want to do, and I hope these gentlemen will agree with met with me on this, I want her to do a regular application.
Right, that's what we do. Yeah.
She filled out a regular application. She goes through the regular
drug test,
employment process, and then she's goes on a probationary period through the township as a new hiree.
Right. Drug test, background screening.
So you guys are not going to take this first 90 days as her probation?
Yes.
No, they didn't know me.
Well, you would get another 90 days when you're hired on full time.
Oh, okay.
More than 90 days after probation, isn't it?
They gave me a year.
Right, a year of probation. And we're never given secretary's drug test or whatever it is. No physicals either.
No, well, the handbook will be done for you guys to approve before she's hired.
Okay.
So there will be guidelines, unlike when Connie
and I think it's crucial. You must have a drug screen on anyone today, in my opinion.
She was drug screened before she came here.
Yeah, but I want her at home.
You want another one?
Yes, ma'am.
Probably the best thing is a drug test, not necessary so they know when it is, but if we're going to offer full-time employment, then one last drug test.
Right, absolutely. And that's just the way it is in any employment right now.
Yeah. I know some, they just tell you, hey, today you're going down to be tested, and you go, here's your cup.
So, Melissa, just let me know when you got two, three.
I just hate to give you one and you jump on one.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I mean, I know that there's urgency for this, so don't.
Well, there's one thing for sure about it.
I'm okay right now.
There's one thing for sure, Lisa. There's two or three sets of years are better than one set of years.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's why I've asked Melissa to step in, and John, if I find a person, they may, or whatever.
Well, you got the support of the board.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
And feel free to send me blighted homes, any homes that look funny. Just email me. I need an address. I can't do anything
with the yellow house.
Exactly.
The third house on Dover.
Exactly.
Across from Minnie's.
Name always comes up. Minnie's house.
Minnie's house is gone.
That's what Tommy.
Minnie's house is gone?
Yeah, it's now where Minnie's house was.
Right.
That's what Tommy always does to me. You know that red house down there? Right. Tommy, have you got an address?
Yeah.
I'm sure you get that as well.
Okay. Are you done?
I'm good. So Wednesday at noon for an executive session and 1 o'clock to talk about the real estate stuff.
Okay.
And you guys all have that document still?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jotted some notes and then we can talk about it then.
Okay.
Are you next?
I really wasn't on there, but I was kind of on there with her. Just a couple things to lighten moods and make people smile. Kirst Brothers is probably going to get their C of O as long as they pass their inspection tomorrow. They did build a rather large building down at 7 M Frank Road. They are pushing mulch really quickly. They're moving some massive piles.
Yeah, they are.
They have been very upfront and helpful with us, which has been very nice. They actually contacted me shortly after they moved in, before they had too big a mess there.
Mm-hmm.
It is an ever-changing landscape there. Mm-hmm. As I think Mr. Cook's aware, we met with someone with Grove City because they were worried about pallets they had stored up next to the highway. That was remedied by Franklin County zoning. you are going to see some mulch piles down there that will be too high.
Okay.
You will be able to see them from the highway because that piece of property is elevated compared to the highway. And even though fire code states that the pile of mulch may not exceed 25 feet,
right.
It will, because they are not out there with a tape measure measuring how high it is. They go until it looks about right. And we had a recent training there because we asked them, we want to be able to come here. We want to
train with you.
Understand your property and see where everything's at. They've bought their own Quint, which is a fire truck.
Right.
It does work. It is not NFPA certified or approved, but it's not ours, so it doesn't have to be. It's theirs. They're installing, they already have a 600 gallon a minute pump installed. They're installing a 2,000 gallon a minute pump.
Wow.
That has a diesel generator backup. I'm trying to get them to get that NFPA certified as a fire pump. They also have a 20-inch water main that runs along the east side of their property with three connections for our hoses. So with a pipe that big and some of the other things, they're really being proactive as far as when there's a fire there, because it's not if, it's when. Because they will have a fire.
No,
it's just mulch.
It heats.
You have a big pile of mulch, yep. And it don't do anything for a while, and then you have a lot of humidity, yep. It gets wet, and then it's a really windy day. Nice to know you have mulch.
I get big truckloads of mulch. I mean, big truckloads.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And as I dig into it, I hit poof.
Yep.
And it's just burned white inside of there. Yep. And just spontaneous combustion.
And that's exactly what it is. So, but they've been very upfront with us. So hopefully that's done tomorrow. There's an inspection there tomorrow morning at 7. What's that?
Talk about Dick's.
There also, we just had another place, Old Sopranos, up on Hague. It's now a catering business. They just passed their life safety inspection today. So that's kind of nice to have a business come back into the township.
Where are they?
1785 North Hague. It's almost all the way up to the Treview. It's the old Sopranos pizza place.
What's
that?
As you go up on the left hand side.
Yeah, it's on the west side.
Okay, good. Good.
Sopranos moved out several years ago.
So that's a catering business.
It's been vacant for a while. Yeah,
it has been.
It's a flower shop before that.
Yeah. The guy's really nice. He used to be an old Italian meat market and the gas station right next door.
Sure did.
An ice cream place years ago.
Yeah, it's changed, but this guy's put some money into it, and it looks good. That's a good thing. And then there's cold storage. We all know that they had the foundation up there at, 545 Philippi, right next to the railroad tracks. They've had that foundation there forever. They are moving forward. They have submitted plans to us to finish that project. A rather large cold storage warehouse.
$6.5 million.
Yeah, $6.5 million project, which is good to have that complete.
Is 545 in the town?
Yes.
Is he going to sprinkle that?
Good deal.
I know he was trying to get away with that sprinkling.
He did submit, the company that's going to do the work submitted plans, and of course they were not approved because they did not include a suppression system. We are going to go to the Building Board of Appeals. They want a variance so they don't have to put one in.
Right.
After speaking with Chief Welsh about it and some of the other things, there are some things that need to be addressed with it yet. And one of the things that they brought up that I understand is that no dry suppression system is actually dry. They all leak because you have enough pressure on those valves that they leak, and plus you have to test them. When you test them, water does actually flow through. Not all of it comes out. So they're probably going to ask for a variance for that. We're waiting to hear more on that, but they are moving forward, so hopefully before too long they'll have that project started. And they're ready to go. I mean, they are chomping at the bit to get that project done, so I think... it's pretty much a for sure thing.
What is Dick's actually doing now?
Well, he's got the one on Valley View wasn't his only warehouse.
Oh, okay.
He has one on the south end.
Oh, did he? Okay.
He had that one. I think he has three here in Central Ohio, okay. And I think this will be number four.
Okay.
They're really eager to move forward for this because with one not on Valley View anymore, they're losing out on business.
Yeah.
And business for them is money.
Yeah.
He's moving forward, so that I don't anticipate any problems with that. Mr. Tool's been in contact with them frequently about some things, and they've actually changed some things from our... We've had several meetings with them, two. First meeting, they started asking for variances and changes, and there were some things that we weren't willing to say no on. And I have a feeling that depending on what Mr. Tool thinks. As we move forward, we'll come to a middle ground. Because the type of building it is, and the occupancy, as far as how many people will be in there every day, there are some things that are negotiable in the fire code. So, but it should move along quite nicely. So that'll be nice.
Have you, the Circle K that was going to get Bob Evans, have you heard anything on that lately?
No, there's a couple things that came and kind of have stalled or in a waiting phase. There's supposed to be a Tim Hortons over here at Donovan's Pub. They were waiting on some traffic studies to come back, and as far as I know, they're still waiting. No other paperwork has been filed with us, and I haven't heard anything else from the county. Okay. The Valero gas station right here has submitted for variances through the county for zoning about green space and setbacks and so on and so forth. No fire code involved in that, but they want some variances so that they can expand their current building.
Right.
And that notice is on your box if you want to see that.
So there.
You say Tim Hortons is looking at...
They were. I don't know where they're at now. They're waiting for a traffic study to come back because Donovan's Pub, it actually comes out here just behind the Valero and OJ's.
It does, yes.
There's, that parcel comes through all the way to Frank. So they have frontage on Frank and Harrisburg Pike.
Exactly.
They were doing some studies because I remember being in contact with them, and I was asking them about no left turns coming out on Frank because there's no way you can cross. You can't cross four lanes of traffic safely there almost any time of the day. No. Well, maybe about 3 a.m.
That's right. Unless you got sirens.
Even then, it's not six sometimes.
Right hand entrance in and right hand exit. Turn on going out.
Were you ever in Donovan's Pub?
I've been in a couple times.
Man, beautiful place in there, isn't it?
It's been 8-9 years since I've been in there.
Yeah, it's still nice.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. They're 6-8 months before he passed away. Why? He had me take a trip through the everything, you know, and it's pretty cool in there, really. It's great.
The last time I was in there, I really wasn't welcome. We got sent there on a choking.
Yeah.
And we walked in the door because it was open during business hours, and we walked in, and he wasn't real happy to see us. And we're like, well, somebody called and said there was someone here choking. He goes, yeah, it was me. I'm fine. And asked us to leave very politely, but very abruptly. He was like, you guys can leave now. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
He would do that, yeah.
Anything else?
Nothing else. Just want to share that good news with you that we're moving forward. So,
is Tim Hortons going to stay in the township?
Is who?
They have to there.
Okay. Do they have city water and sewer there?
Who's that?
Tim Hortons. They're landlocked in. They can't
I don't think the city can touch it because you've got township all around it.
Yeah.
So
the place that burnt down.
Which place was that?
Valley
View. The market down there.
What was that company? He went ahead and finished and tore down his buildings, and he was waiting for inspections or something. I have his insurance check for $40,000, but I have not heard back from his insurance company.
Market.
Is that what it is?
Is that the OIGA?
No, it wasn't Food Max. This was down on Stimmel.
The Stimmel Road.
Talking about Mr. McKee.
Yeah.
Mr. McKee and Platt LLC. I don't know. He hasn't come asking for it.
Well, if he's tore the building down, he's entitled his money back.
What? No. Yeah. Our procedure is he has to have his, after they say all the people inspect it and say it's good, he has to call his insurance company. They have to come out and look, and then they call me to release the funds. I cut a check to that insurance company, then they cut the check for him. Because torn down, and then I told him that procedure that I just... But we have to go through the procedures because the insurance company is the one who has to be in control of that money.
Yep.
Because we, just like down there at that store... He took off with the money and left everything. Yep. And the insurance company was upset. Mm-hmm. So then we had to change the procedures of that.
Yep.
And I've already told the insurance company that, and I've already explained it to him. And I said, so as soon as you're done, you get your insurance company out there. Then they will tell me to release the funds, and I will cut the check, send it to the insurance company, and then they will give you your money.
I'll get a hold of them tomorrow.
Okay.
If I can find his number today, I'll try to get a hold of him.
But it's $40,000.
It's a good chunk of money.
So, yeah, it is. I would think that he would like to have some of that to start rebuilding.
I'll get a hold of him and see where he's at on that.
Yeah, Tom, it doesn't look like we're going to do anything on the building department this year, really, are we?
No, I don't think any sweeping changes.
Doesn't look like it does.
Yeah, all that good money coming in from that one company.
Yeah.
The ice place.
Are you still willing to kind of help her with this house deal as much as possible?
When nurse needs help, I mean, she has me stop out, look at houses every once in a while now and take photos for her if she can't get out. And
well, I bounce a lot of ideas off him, so that's how it kind of works.
Yeah, that would be a big
Yeah, we work together pretty well. I mean, I stop in here probably every day.
And like I've told you, and believe me, call me if you need help. If you need help, I don't know without you calling me.
Right.
Pure and simple. So
we need to take back from the fire department the subsidy that we're giving through the building department for pay.
Yeah, we need to look at that.
We're giving the building
department. How much money do we still have in that building department?
Roughly only 50% of his paycheck or something like that because he was doing 50% of the building department.
We need to back that off.
So he's not doing that now, so we need to take back most of that or all of it and put it back towards.
Well, I think, we need
to. Well, this year, you guys will have to read a resolution as to how much you're going to back that off. But last year's, we've already transferred the funds.
Right.
And we can't go back. But starting this year, we can say he only worked 10%.
We need to take it back. Okay. Anything else?
I just want to share some good news with you guys. So that way, if you get calls or somebody asks you, hey, what's going on with this? And the folks at Kurtz Brothers down at 7-Eleven Frank Road, they're very open to suggestions.
I bet. And quite a few of Kurtz's.
Yeah, they.
Matter of fact, they were reapplying when I'm on the rural zoning board downtown. Mm-hmm. And there was one of their ladies that came. They were expanding there, and then they were going to open up one way down on South High as well. Some mini deal down there. And so I met her and we talked a little bit about that. But yeah, that's Jim Stevens that told me that was going to be a monster deal out here. And apparently it is.
It's going to be a very busy place. Yeah. But it makes it very nice for our road department to bring all the brush down there. They don't have to drive very far.
Sure, cut a lot of distance off.
So it'll be nice for them. And they've been good neighbors too. The fire department so far, they've been very open. Yeah. So. I mean, and he said anytime, and a lot of things they're doing, like they went out and they purchased the fire truck, which we didn't ask them to do, but they went and did it because if they can handle things themselves, they'll call us down as advisors if needed. But they also bought a large section of suction hose, which we don't carry because we have hydrants everywhere.
Right.
And they're also making a couple other modifications that we haven't necessarily told them they had to. But when they ask me, well, what can we do to help you out? I'm like, well, you know, this would be nice. Mm-hmm. No, you should do this or you shall do this.
Right.
It was like, well, you know, we need, because they do have a 3.5 million acre pond on that property.
Yep.
So they have a very good supply of water. Mm-hmm. They're actually putting in some dry hydrants, and that's why they bought the suction, so that way we can hook to the dry hydrant in case there's no...
There's no fish in that pond, is there?
There's a ton of fish in that pond,
Suck it up in a dang hole.
That's going to be funny.
They actually have...
You can't put a fire out with fish.
There are pumps that can put water into the hydrants.
Damn cats.
That's the pumps I told you. They have a 600-gallon a minute pump right now that they're using. They're going to upgrade it to a 2,000-gallon a minute pump, and that's going to supply their 20-inch line that they have, which has three connections for our lines, for our trucks. And with 3.5 million gallons, that's plenty of water for what we would need. You'd be able to drown that whole facility. But they're also putting in two dry hydrants, which is why they bought the hard suction, because we don't carry it. And that was one of the things that I'm like, it'd be nice if you did this. It'd be nice if you did that. And they learned a lot by being down on Aurora Road, Madison Township.
Yeah.
And their relationship with Madison Township Fire wasn't the best.
Yep.
Because they didn't start off communicating well at the beginning.
Right.
And that's
why they treated the fire department like their enemy instead of their friend. I think what they did down there.
I just don't think they treated them at all. No. That was the thing they made, you know, there's like, fire department, And we're here, they reached out to us early and said, how can we help?
Well, they built a bad reputation, for sure. And they're trying, they seem to be trying to clean it up now.
So. Well, so far they've been very compliant. Yeah. So,
Who was the biggest complaint on the size? Was it Grove City of the...
I'm assuming so.
Yeah, it was Ike.
I mean, that's...
I'm sure
it was Ike Stage.
He told me that, Ike, the mayor there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been wanting to do something down there for a long time. I said, well, good luck, Ike. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're in compliance with zoning and fire code, so... Right.
Yep. Okay, let's move on.
I have one more thing before Byron comes in. Nothing against you, Lisa. It's hard to take a test on, use this scenario. If Lisa's going to take notes on a test I have to take, it's really difficult to do. So her meeting minutes are shorthand the way she knows you know them. And nothing against you, it's just... It would be easier if I'm going to do the meeting minutes to be here, to take the minutes. Okay. I don't have to sit there. I can sit in the back. I can listen. But it's completely different when you listen to the right. tape and read her notes
right.
versus being here.
Right.
I mean, I have half of the meeting done already from Thursday because I was here. Right.
It's a mess.
Right.
Once you bring somebody in here part
right.
time.
Yeah. But just to get them caught up, Aaron's going to work on getting them caught up until okay. somebody gets in here. You may see me in the back. Okay. Johnny, you're more welcome to keep writing. Yep. Maybe something I missed. It's weird.
I think part of her.
When she reads it, then it triggers her what
right.
it said. Everyone writes it different. Like
right.
taking a test, like you said.
Yeah, and she's trying to trigger her memory, and I'm like, what does this mean?
No, right.
Yeah. And you know what it means.
Right. I don't want to do it. Okay. What I think from standpoint of the way it always has been in small government like this,
right.
is she's considered a money girl plus time.
And I can't stand the...
And time keeps the belief. Isn't that what they call it?
Mainly.
So it's, you know, from the meeting standpoint.
Well, Sandy used to do the meeting minutes all the time.
Right.
And then Tim would chime in, and that's why we got in and I started doing it, because he reworded the whole entire minutes
mm-hmm.
and write
right.
hours and hours of paragraphs of every word for word of what he wanted, and then he didn't want to put nobody else
to write what he wanted and
yes.
what was said.
He basically
right.
would
exactly.
be lead, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Okay, that's all I needed.
Okay, Melissa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I needed to know with that guy and that check.
Who
we're still holding
left?
It.
One.
Oh,
I I know.
I didn't want to see more.
I did talk to him at some point.
He
said, "When can I get my money?"
Get
my
tired now.
His boss wrote
and he did call
I said,
me.
I said, "I don't have it, and I can't get it to you because that's not what I do. I just know it's the township's policy that we hold onto your insurance money,
right?
For a percentage of it until,
right."
And then, see, we had those two fires where the homeowner and a business owner burn out, took their money and left the state.
Well, you guys are about wasted the whole day.
Yeah, pretty much.
No need for me
yeah,
to
yeah, plus
out.
I've been out walking for you early this
You're
morning.
You're a good man. I do appreciate that.
Well, I bet you do.
Police.
John, have to leave?
Department. I think he went to the bathroom.
I saw you coming. How we stand on our canvas.
Oh, I wanted
We're
to bring
going
something
again
up
tomorrow.
To you guys.
And then
in the
go
last...
Right in.
I gotta find it. I read
you got enough
that
around. I ended up with a pretty good route.
Townships and villages are not allowed to pay insurance claims, deductibles, or payments for employees. It is, and it states right on there. Just like that guy wanted us to pay for his stuff, and we did.
What was that?
His insurance. He saved him for 2 years.
The paper
came out saying that townships, villages, libraries are not allowed to
right.
pay any. We can pick up what we pick up now, but just
right.
like that guy came and said, oh, I had him for 2 years and I want you guys to pay for him now because I was negligent.
Right.
We're not allowed to do that.
Right. We done 1 year.
Yeah.
What's the limitation?
But it states in that paper we are not to pay them at all. That is not
that
the township.
That would come in there.
What, paying his claims?
We don't pay the claims?
That was deductibles that
yeah.
that we owed anyhow. The reason we didn't pay it is because he waited a year and a half.
Okay.
But that wouldn't have been covered in there.
I just wanted to make sure you guys knew that. I'll find the paper. I wanted to bring that in and show it to you guys.
That's a separate.
Yeah. Did you read it?
Yeah, I read it.
It was in the Grassroots, right. I do believe.
Right. But that, like I say, this here was his deductible.
Okay.
That we pick up.
Okay.
He just had accumulated a year and a half of them on one
right.
One
okay.
check one time.
We okay.
just said, no, a year, we'll pay.
You guys get the Grassroots.
We'll pay for one wow. year.
You get the Grassroots? Okay. I think it was in there.
Okay.
Byron Smith, Police Department.
That's me. Congratulations.
What's up?
No.
Do you have anything?
No.
I don't either.
Nothing? No complaints?
Nothing.
Want a piece of pizza?
No. You guys have been sitting here for free. Everybody playing nice?
I'll make a motion with you.
Okay. Motion to adjourn. I need a second, please.
I'll make something up.
Thank you, John. John?
Yes.
Don?
Just keep doing what you're doing.
Ralph?
Yes.
All right.
That's scary. I don't know what I'm doing.